Yesterday, we were looking at similarly spelt words, but before that, we were looking at rhymes, unintentional rhymes in scripts. And today, from rhymes, we're moving on to sing-song scripts. You may have heard these. Dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum, dum-di-dum-di-dum. Dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum, dum-da-da-da-dum. Yeah, where essentially what's causing this is sentences of the same length. Because inevitably, or usually, as we've said before, you're going to be putting a bit of intonation, a bit of stress on the last word of a sentence. So if sentences are similarly composed, then they're likely to have the stresses in similar places in those sentences. Yeah, and that makes it, you're almost talking yourself into it to read in a sing-song way. So sentences of varying length will help you avoid that sing-song rhythm and incorrect intonation, with the emphasis on the repetition of a beat rather than where it's meant to be. And that means that longer sentences, like this one, are often made up of a series of phrases which can be subtly read as a unit as long as the correct intonation is kept. So read the story in the show notes and see if you can spot a problem. Yeah, so you may want to just put me on pause for a second and look at the story that I've written in the show notes there. It's only four lines, and see where the problem might be. Okay, and you've unpaused me, so let's go through this. We've got four lines of this story. A fire has torn through a factory in Manchester. 30 firefighters were sent to the scene this morning. It broke out on Henderson Driveway at 1 a.m. Police say one person has been reported missing. So each sentence there has exactly the same number of syllables, 13 as it happens, and that'll make it difficult to read in anything but that repetitive sing-song voice with a push on the final word every time. Better to rewrite it to vary the sentence length and therefore the structure so it sounds more natural. So let me read it the previous way and then the new way. Okay, here we go. A fire has torn through a factory in Manchester. 30 firefighters were sent to the scene this morning. It broke out on Henderson Driveway at 1 a.m. Police say one person has been reported missing. Versus, a fire has torn through a factory in Manchester early this morning. 30 firefighters were sent to Henderson Driveway at 1 a.m. and one person's reported missing. Sounds much more fluent, hopefully you would agree, that second version, because you've got rid of that sing-song pattern that's there. And in fact, while I was writing this book, another example was brought to my attention. This was actually broadcast. So let me read how it was written to be broadcast, okay? At least 10 police cars are outside Marks and Spencer in Walton-on-Thames tonight. The force says it's trying to work out what happened there this afternoon. Police tape is up on Church Street and forensic officers are on the scene. Unconfirmed reports say two air ambulances were called out. Surrey Police are promising to issue an update as soon as possible. So you can see there again that the structure of the story and the structure of those sentences is so repetitive that it forces you into a corner to read them in a repetitive way with repetitive intonation. So hopefully you'd be able to rewrite those and merge and mesh and mix up some of the facts there so you can avoid that repetitive diction and repetitive stress and intonation as you're reading out that sentence or that story, I should say, out loud. And if you are just handed that and you can see on a page or see on a screen, hold on, I've got four or five lines here which look almost exactly the same length, then maybe you can do something live, if you're confident enough, to have a couple of those sentences run on from one to another, just to avoid that repetition. Let me see if I can do this live. And genuinely, I haven't actually rehearsed this or practiced this. I was just thinking of how I would get round that live as I spoke to you a few seconds ago. But let me have a little look. And here we go, live. see if I can join up some of these facts, some of these sentences, to, and also change the intonation as well in a live situation to get away from the sing-song script reading. At least 10 police cars are outside Marks and Spencer in Walton-on-Thames tonight. Surrey Police saying it's trying to work out what happened there this afternoon. They've put tape up on Church Street and forensic officers have been called out. We've got unconfirmed reports that two air ambulances are also nearby and Surrey Police are promising to issue an update as soon as possible. So just by a little bit of ad-libbing, maybe dropping in a couple of extra words, having a run-on sentence and ignoring some of those full stops, changing the intonation within those sentences to try and get away from that repetitive sing-song script that we were initially presented with. I'm Peter Stewart. Tomorrow, typo tragedies. Oh, got another real-life example from my life and times behind the mic. Tomorrow, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.